Hey, Ed, you hungry? Feel like getting a bite?
Sure, but I'm hungry.
What do you feel like? Where you want to go?
Oh no, not this again. This happens every time we...
Oh no, not this time. Let's just go to the Expo.
The Expo?
Yeah, the Expo, you know, the Expo. Over at 1185 Hercules in Clearwater.
The Expo?
Yes, the Expo has breakfast and lunch, from omelets to taco salad, fresh homemade food made to order, daily specials, you name it, the Expo has it.
I've heard good things. Where is the Expo at again?
The Expo restaurant is at 1185 Hercules Road in Clearwater. You know where that is.
Sure I do.
Call them for takeout, delivery, or curbside pickup. 727-461-4140.
So it's off to the Expo, I guess. I think I even saw a coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Simple as that, then. Let's go to the Expo.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. Actually, Mr. Claus is not in here right now.
Nope.
We have Tammy and we have Matthew in the house today from Expo. Yes, so let's talk a little bit about Expo. You got lots of good things going on over there, right?
Oh, yes, most definitely. We did, probably you'll butcher the saying, but Slovakia.
Oh, okay.
Yes. First time I've ever been introduced to it, so I took some home today, so I'll have to let you know how it goes.
So what's in there?
Your guess. It's basically like chicken shish kebabs.
Oh, okay. Is that a Polish dish?
Greek.
Okay.
And with a salad and a slice of pita.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I get that.
Like I said, I probably butchered it. I think it's Slovakia. It could be something completely different. I know it starts with an S.
I know, yes.
This Georgia boy accent gets in the way of proper pronunciation sometimes. So
that's okay. You know. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I usually get that on a pita with the tzatziki sauce.
Yes.
So I'm sure it's going to be delicious.
Oh, yeah. Tito's an awesome cook. So, yeah, daily specials every day. It leaves, you know, people coming back every single day to try something different. And, you know, one thing I've learned about that restaurant in particular is it's a spot where your customers come in and they get a meal and the portion's big enough that they can take some home. So they come in. That's why you see them so frequently. Not only is the food good, it's also because, you know, they get something different every day. And so you can split that meal into two pretty much. And, or unlike me, I'll eat the whole thing in one sitting. And my trainer's like, why aren't you losing any weight? And I'm like, well, you obviously don't know my cook.
I own a restaurant.
I threw out the whole six-pack abs and coming to the beach, like, well before I even opened the restaurant. Because, there's just no question.
Whatever. You look great.
Well, thank you. But, daily specials every day. You know, Wednesdays we do spaghetti, Thursdays we do chicken parm, and then he throws in some odd and end specials as well, just kind of what he comes up with that morning. So I'm like, I always said it's kind of like getting a tattoo. You know, you have your idea, but you also have to leave it in the master's hands as well. And you end up with the best products.
Yes.
In my opinion. Now, you know.
Oh, no. That's very true. And I love Expo. Like, every single thing I have had there has been delish. You are so right about it being so big.
Yep.
I definitely have food left over, but I always feel bad because I'm on the road. Like, I'm not going home. So I can't really take stuff with me because it's not going to last in my car.
No, we don't.
I could die from, you know,
yeah, we don't need
what.
You to have, we don't need it to get contaminated because it hasn't set at the proper temperature. Last time I checked, you know, dash dash temperature is not a good temperature to leave your food at.
Yeah, that is so true.
But I'm the same way. I'm like, don't make me a lot, because I, you know, I'm going home or whatnot, or not going home, and I got to do a bunch of errands. So I'm just like,
well, I've been craving that taco salad. So
come by, he'll make it for you any day of the week. Oh yeah.
So I can get it anytime.
Any day.
Awesome.
I think it was on the special board today. I've been running around all day. Everybody asked me what I'm doing today, and I was like, I'm piddling and breaking things, because that's literally the story of my life today.
Oh.
But yeah, he'll make it for you anytime.
Awesome. So I will be seeing you tomorrow.
Yes. He will be more than happy to make it.
Yeah, seriously, I've been thinking about it for like 2 days. I was awesome. Like, oh, I got to get over there before they close.
Yep. We're open till 2:30 every day except Sunday, and Sunday we're open till 2. So.
All right.
Anytime.
And you do breakfast and lunch.
Breakfast and lunch.
Yep. And you are located
at 1185 North Hercules Avenue.
All right, so that's 1185 North Hercules. It is close to the railroad tracks.
Yep,
it's close direction you're coming.
Whichever direction you're coming to, it is close to the railroad tracks, right across the road from Arisonics and right. Also close to the air park as
yes,
well.
Yes, very, very close.
Very
yes.
close. And the landings as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The air park would be, if you're coming from Sunset on the right-hand side,
yep.
Expo is on the left-hand side.
Exactly.
Coming from Drew Street, it would be on your right-hand
yep.
side.
Exactly. And yep. hopefully, there is a flag out there that says open. Hopefully tomorrow there'll be 3 flags out there that say open. So I'm trying to give a little bit of curb appeal, but because in that area, I have noticed all the businesses in that area kind of, they don't have a disadvantage, but I kind of feel like signage is because it's so flat.
Yeah, it looks very industrial.
Industrial. So any place, unless you're at a walking pace, you'll just pass by it you're not paying too much attention. So I hear that a lot. I don't know y'all are open. I'm like, we're open. So it's,
yes.
But it's been good. And I'm actually kind of proud of myself. I was able to, whenever you were given the directions, I knew where you were talking about. So
all
I'm
right.
finally getting adjusted to the Clearwater area.
That's right, because you're a Georgia boy.
I'm a Georgia boy. Learning how to maneuver Clearwater, which has been fun. That's for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, Clearwater, it's big, but there's main streets.
Yep, exactly.
So, I mean, literally, I drive all day.
So you know where everything's at.
Yeah, I mean, we have clients, I mean, from the tip of Holiday all the way to Pinellas
awesome.
Park. So you never, I mean, I could be in Pinellas Park in 1 minute, and then 20 minutes later, I'm in Largo,
yep.
and then 30 minutes later, I'm in Holiday.
Exactly. And you went, and one thing I've learned, you went a whole maybe 5 miles in those 30 minutes.
Well, yeah, see, Clearwater is more so, yes. I did notice today, though, which is actually, it's a good thing, but it sucks. Traffic.
Yes.
There was a lot of traffic on 19 today. So that means that there are people out.
Yes,
there are people shopping and eating and
which
going places. Yes.
Which is really great, especially, you know, 2 weeks, or not 2 weeks, 5 days before the election and all that.
Yes.
And I know people are getting on pins and needles, but at least people are still going out.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm starting to see some of those tags change from Florida to mm-hmm. out-of-state tags. So.
Actually, yes. I was driving down 19 today. I saw some Pennsylvania tags,
yep.
New York tags, a Georgia tag.
Georgia tags.
So that's a good thing. I mean, you know, it was so up in the air.
Yeah.
It still is, sort of.
It really
but
is.
There are people coming. I mean, we just have to learn how to survive
yep.
this situation.
And we can do it. We're
that's right.
God gave us brains for a reason.
That's right. The
so,
mask wearing, you know, there's so much controversy over it
yep.
but just wear the dang mask.
Wear it. Just wear it. It's like a seatbelt,
I mean, really, it protects the people that you're speaking to,
yep.
really,
it
is
sure
what
does.
It does. So let's, I mean, and plus, you know what? It's a good thing. It's flu season.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll be doing a lot better off wearing the mask for real.
And I don't know how many times, like, I was raised by very strong, independent women. So they always taught me the proper way to speak to ladies and to compliment them. I think I'm one of the only men that will compliment a lady's nails because that's what I grew
Which
up around.
Which you just did. Thank you.
And but I think this year, definitely, I've complimented more masks than I have any other thing. I'm
right?
like, oh, I like your mask. And then it starts a whole conversation, and one of our regulars come into the restaurant, she makes masks, and she, my business partner and his wife were down last week, and she wore her mask that the lady had made. Said it was the best mask she'd ever wear because it didn't touch her face the way,
oh, cool,
you know, some of the gaiters do and all that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not only has it opened up new business opportunities and all that, but it's also like it's a fashion statement.
It is.
Like, I don't like wearing clothes all the time, but if I'm going to do it, I got to at least look cute doing
That's right. That is right. So. And oh my gosh, has it been hot? I have not been liking this weather. Supposed to be a little cooler right now.
Right? Well, I did hear, I think it's supposed to be in the 50s next week. Don't quote me on that, but one of my customers that cuts lawns was like, it's going to be cold next week. And I'm like, what's your type of cold? Because.
Right. Now, my friends, they live in Atlanta right now.
Yep.
She keeps posting pictures of wearing these like long socks up to here. And I'm like, oh, not here.
Not here.
Not here. Not even socks, okay?
Exactly.
Because you will be sweating to death. Oh, it's like 90 out still.
With a humidity of like 4,000.
Right?
But it.
But I just want to wear my boots like a couple times.
Just want to look fall cute, right?
Yes.
Just for a little bit.
Like I have all these clothes and sweaters and jeans, and I'm like, nope,
no,
not even going to get to break them out this year.
I was just impressed. I've been able to wear pants for 2 days and not like I'm acclimating to the weather. Like my body already knows like you're going to sweat, but just suck it up and put on pants. And so it's crazy, but it is kind of funny too that talking about the weather and all that. You know, Georgia. I was talking to a friend today, and I was, because they're dealing with Hurricane Zeta.
Oh, yeah.
And it's caused some trees to fall and power outages and all that. I think half our county up in Georgia was out of power. And I said, it's kind of ironic how I moved down to Florida to the beach, and we've missed every hurricane. And they've dealt with two hurricanes since we've been up there.
Oh, that's crazy.
I've left. So it's. This weather is a little wild right now.
Yes.
That's for sure. So if we get 50 degrees down here, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Right now, actually, like the perfect, to me, 70 is very good.
Yep.
70
we'll
is perfect.
We'll take it.
Yes. I definitely have acclimated to this weather situation. The first year I was here, I thought I was going to die from sweating.
Yep.
I would sweat from the 2 seconds after I walked out my door to go to my car.
Yep.
I was like, I don't know if I can stay here. And I moved here in August, and it was so hot, like every single day. But the next year, and now I notice, like, even when it's like 89, I don't sweat really.
Terrible.
I mean, it's warm. But it's my hair.
Yep.
I can't have my hair laying on me and being sweaty.
I hear you.
It's okay.
But I do suggest anybody, I will say this, as a like you said it, you moved here in August. I moved here in August. I will say if you're going to try to be productive, moving to your favorite spot in America, make sure you do it on the hottest day. So therefore, you'll stay productive and won't want to go. Like the whole, everybody's like, did you go to the beach? I was like, no, it's too hot to go to the beach.
So, yes, for sure.
What's going on, Gary?
Do we have Gary?
Well, maybe sure do.
There you are.
He's just being polite and listening to us ramble.
Oh, thank you. How you doing today, Gary?
I'm doing great.
Awesome.
So I bet you and the Boy Scouts are enjoying this weather we have right now, though.
Yeah, really. It's going great. We have our Badge of Honor event.
Very.
Did you know about that?
No.
Awesome.
Okay. Rondi Barber of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is a keynote speaker at our event, and it's called the Badge of Honor. It's for all the first responders in Pinellas County.
Yes.
And you can go see it if you go to Tampa Bay Scouting, and then there'll be a big badge up there. It's called the Badge of Honor. Click on it. Go to your county where you live, and you can see the event. And,
awesome.
Rondi Barber of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is our keynote speaker. And these are the guys that are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
All right. Well, you know, we got a good incentive this year.
Yeah, we definitely have a good incentive.
Yeah, exactly. So this goes to benefit scouting. And so we've got all of our kids enrolling right now all over the nine counties that we cover. So they're all enrolling, signing up for scoutings, so forth. And this goes to make sure that the funds are available for them. And they're getting out of the house, and they're going to our summer camp, the Camp Sewell, because our camp's open, and they're able to go. And, of course, we have all of our COVID restrictions the way we've set it up. It's all safe. And they get out of the house, and they learn all kinds of wonderful things.
Awesome. And that is going to be happening.
It's called Badge of Honor.
Badge of Honor.
Tampa Bay Scouting.
Tampa Bay
Scouting. Click on Badge of Honor. Okay. Click on your county.
All right.
Cool.
And you're going to hear Rondi Barber.
Very cool. So that'll be going on this weekend?
Yeah, that'll. It's good. You can do it right now. It was actually last
night.
Right
now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right now. If you do it right now, you're on.
All right. So that's Tampa Bay Scouting. I'm clicking on it right now, and I see the Badge of Honor. I just clicked on that, and it's taking me over there. All right.
Right.
So can people still donate right now?
Yeah. This is running through the 1st of December.
Okay.
So right now, the 1st of December.
Uh-huh.
And Rondi goes over... what it's all about, and he's one of our sponsors from the Buccaneers, and they're helping us out also.
Oh, that's
and,
awesome.
So it's really insightful. It's really great. And how we're going to get all of our kids motivated, get them through school, get them a moral code, make them proud of themselves, self-reliant, all of those kind of good things. And this is how it gets done.
Very cool.
Awesome. And this, again, it's to honor the first responders in Pinellas County, right?
Yes, ma'am. All of them.
That is amazing. That is such a good cause.
And in addition to that, we're going to be able to sponsor a lot of kids and... get them with the program and get them out of the house, get them away from that computer. They're going to go get dirty. They're going to learn things.
All right. Just what we need.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jeff, you there? Mr. Jeff, you there?
I'm here.
Oh, yeah,
hey,
I know.
Jeff.
Hey, Gary, this is Jeff. He does with insurance. So guess where my son is right now?
Where?
He's having a hernia operation. I had to drop him off this morning. Guess who has him covered from insurance?
Oh,
Jeff.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he called up and got insurance to you, Jeff.
Oh, yeah?
Your son? Yeah. But his last name is Scarborough, so it's I adopted him, so he doesn't have my name.
Is it Joe?
No, Roy.
Oh, it's a joke. Joe Scarborough. Morning, Joe.
Oh, no,
right over the head.
Yeah, the left-wing nut job. Morning Joe. Lefty Joe.
Yeah.
You got Sleepy Biden and Lefty Joe.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Anyhow, let's not go there, right? Anyhow.
How's everyone doing?
Isn't that something?
Really good. Yeah. How are you doing?
Yeah, so we have Gary on from the Boy Scouts. He does all the stuff to help them out. He's a great guy, Jeff. And we are doing something on Halloween where we're having a safe place for Halloween. And I read what was on the sign. And it helped me when I was talking to the customer trying to explain it. I guess like when they have a teleprompter for a speech.
Oh, yeah.
I just read the sign.
I passed it to Tammy. I was like, do what you want with it.
I think it's brilliant.
This is what I got.
But, awesome. Jeff, we're going to be doing free stuff for the kids, live entertainment. We're putting it together where there's going to be candy. And I actually, all you have to do is read the sign. Do you know what's on the sign? Can you say it?
I think it says safe...
Save
Halloween fun, and then live music, candy, and contest?
Maybe? Yeah. So what do you think of that, Jeff, doing that for the kids? Because now you're a father.
There we go.
Yeah.
Safe place to enjoy Halloween fun, music, family
fun. It's important. I think it's important to be, you know, outside, socializing with friends and just you know, having a good time.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I noticed, too, is like I learned something from a client is, like, say we just spent the next 10 minutes talking about Halloween, right? Mm-hmm. But Jeff's on the line that does insurance. And one of my clients was actually upset with me.
Uh-oh.
Because what happened was we were talking about everything but his business. He did it nicely, though.
Yeah.
Right? So, Jeff, since he said that to me, has anybody ever said something to you where you changed the way you thought or anything?
I mean, obviously, you know, you want to keep an open mind and not just be fixated on your view of things and just have an open mind and listen to what other people have to say. So, and that being said, you know, yeah, you know, people have changed my mind about many different things, you know, over the years.
Do you know one of the famous philosophers, and I forget his name, but he, one of his comments was, what is the most important thing? And he said to have an open mind. And then yeah. King Solomon was offered by God, right? What's the one thing you would want? I'll grant it to you. And he said, I would like to understand the hearts of men. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for health. Just to understand what makes people, how they feel and think. And to think of others. You know, when you stop thinking of what you want and you help others get what they want, then you get what you want. Because Matthew here, you know, he just supplied the signs from the expo.
And he made them.
And he made them. And I wish I wasn't a salesman, because I'm going to say, I couldn't have done the signs better. And I mean this from my heart. You guys know me. I couldn't have designed the signs better than the way you designed them.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Because we're going to put these stick-in-the-ground signs so when people are driving by, spontaneously, they can pull over.
Yep, and this event is actually happening on Saturday from 3 to 7, which is Halloween.
Yep.
And it's on Patricia Avenue starting at Jilly Beans.
Right, and it's going to have live entertainment, too.
Yep, and also, if you have a puppy, you can bring your puppy out because she's going to have the puppy ice cream cones and cups. And every kid also gets free ice cream.
Okay, so with that said, I'm thinking now, let's talk about Jeff.
Yes,
that's
Jeff,
what this,
Get
Jeff.
Covered USA.
So, Jeff, tell us what you do. Jeff?
Hey, sorry, you cut out for a second there when she was talking about the puppies.
Oh,
puppies.
Sorry.
Puppies got you, huh? You know what they, real quick, again, I'm going to do this. You know what the puppy dog closes in sales?
Mm-mm. No.
What they used to do in the 50s and 60s, they would let people stay in the houses for a weekend, and they would put this beautiful, cute puppy in the house with the family, right?
Yeah.
So they could stay there for free to see if they like it. But the only way they can get the house is if they, the only way they can keep the puppies if they bought the house.
Oh, that's a good one. So you put the merchandise in their hand and
there
be tempting.
It's the puppies, aren't you glad,
Once
Jeff?
You name it, that's all she wrote.
It's called the puppy dog sale. What do you think of that?
That would work really well in St. Pete, I'll tell you.
But they better be bulldogs, right? Anyhow, you guys.
All right, Jeff. So tell us a little bit about Get Covered USA.
As we kind of are going into the this upcoming healthcare open enrollment, actually on Monday, everybody in the country is going to be renewing their individual health insurance plan, and we're here to help. We're here to help you renew, enroll for the first time, you know, go over your healthcare benefits. We do everything in about just under 10 minutes is our average, like 8.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We get you set up with all of your healthcare, dental, vision needs, and we do everything 100% for free.
Awesome.
You are awesome. And I got to say, Jeff is so helpful. Like, he's so awesome. I know several people who had so many questions. Like, it's a friend of ours, actually. And I know he calls him all the time just to ask him stuff. And he's so kind and so knowledgeable. Everybody there that works there is just awesome. And you guys always just, you know, don't get aggravated when people call and ask a lot of questions.
I would be one of those callers that's like, so can I do this, this, and this? I do have a question for you. As somebody that has moved to Florida and all of that, my granted, I haven't changed my residency yet and all that. So what's the, will my coverage from Georgia transfer down here to the hospitals, or should I get a Florida coverage, or you know, I'm just click sign on the dotted line when it comes to health insurance and all that. Thank God I got a friend's mom who's a workers' comp agent, so she kind of helps me out there. But as a new resident, what's one of the steps or one of the mistakes you see constantly when it comes to health insurance and all that good stuff?
Yeah, so your policy from Georgia, did you purchase it through healthcare.gov, through the marketplace?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So then your plan will cover you for, like, major events like hospitalization.
Yeah.
But your doctor visits and things like that, you would have to go back to Georgia.
Okay.
So if you wanted to update that, I can actually take care of that for you. I can pull your Georgia application.
Okay.
Update your address and then get you so that you can have, you know, doctor access down here in wherever you are here in Florida.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I will definitely have to give you a call because
right.
I am very clumsy. So, you know, insurance is beneficial to me.
Very good. So if anybody has any questions and they would need insurance or just to find out about your coverage that you even have existing,
yep.
or if you want to switch something, you guys got to give Jeff a call at 727-417-5534. That's Get Covered USA. That's Jeff at 417-5534. And you deal with all different companies. You do life, health, dental, vision, accident, Medicare. You do everything.
Covers it all.
Yeah, exactly. Everything on the individual market side, we'll be able to assist you with that. So, you know, like what he was saying about just changing, you know, your address, we take care of that. We're open all year round. A lot of independent agents, they're only available through through open enrollment, but we are actually open all year round and we're fully staffed. So we're here to take all of your questions, assist you with anything you need. Like I said, healthcare, dental, vision. We have every single company that offers plans in the state of Florida. So we'll be pretty much always, I can guarantee you, I can offer you the lowest rate on healthcare.
Yes.
Very cool.
And so how long is open enrollment right now?
So open enrollment, it starts November 1st, which is Sunday, so we'll be in Monday, and then it goes through December 15th.
Okay.
And that's the entire window for 2021. And I'm not sure if you're all aware, but November 10th, the Supreme Court is going to be hearing a case with the Trump administration along with the state of Texas versus the state of California and like 9 or 10 other states.
Mm-hmm.
Basically to get rid of pre-existing condition coverage. So if you don't enroll by December 15th and get a plan that starts on January 1st,
mm-hmm.
there's a chance that you'll, if you do want to enroll afterwards, depending on how that case goes, you might be out of having your pre-existing conditions covered after January 1st.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a big
so,
one.
Yeah, that is a big one. A lot, you know, I just spoke to somebody about it yesterday, and because she actually is 30 years old. She had open heart surgery. She had a labor and delivery that didn't go too well, and she ended up with a heart condition, and then it was going to kill her within 2 months.
Wow.
And during the delivery, they said, hey, listen, we're going to take the baby out, and then we're going to buzz saw your chest open, and we got to replace some valves in your heart. 30-year-old girl, I met her yesterday for the first time. She came in to give me a hug because I got her set up with the insurance like 2 years ago, actually. And I'd never met her before. She came into the office yesterday so she can give me a hug, she said.
Mm.
And I couldn't believe it. You know, you always think about people with heart conditions.
Yeah.
You're going to look at them and say, this person is severely, you know, very unhealthy. You could just tell by looking at them. This girl was like 5'7", maybe 122, 123 pounds.
Mm.
You know, you would think that she was the epitome of health, and she was about 2 months removed from having open heart surgery.
Well, you just never know.
No, that's
you never
for sure.
know. That is what insurance is for, just in case.
Just in case.
It's better to have it than not have
yep.
it, that's for sure.
Exactly.
Exactly. And then, you know, most counties in Florida, this for 2021, if you make between zero and about $26,000 a year of income, mm-hmm. you actually qualify for a zero monthly premium plan that covers of your annual checkups, physicals, pap smears if you're a woman, you know, colonoscopies, blood work, x-rays, all 100% free included in a zero premium plan. So,
that's great.
You know, zero monthly premium, $0 for your preventative, no co-insurance, no deductibles, and we can get you set up in under 10 minutes.
Wow. That's amazing. You know, I do have a referral for you. Now, I've told her about you, and I don't know if she's called just yet, but she is my brother's girlfriend, and she has actually been a diabetic since she was a child. So she has a really... It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. And she has a real problem with it actually dropping a lot. But she just told me that she's paying almost $1,800 a month for her insurance and medication.
Wow.
I mean,
that's insane.
Yes, that's what I told her. I was like, well, wait a minute. Have you heard of Market Plan? I was like, and I gave her your number, but I'm going to give you her number because she needs to change. Like, they told her what she needs is the pump. Her insurance won't pay for it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, because like I said, she needs a constant, like her, it just goes up and down, up and down, up and down. And, and I mean, she's only 26.
That's, Jesus, incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the more you hear about it, you know, the more people I speak to, you know, you get rid of a lot of preconceived notions about what's healthy and what's not. I spoke to a guy in Orlando a few weeks ago, and he said he has type 1 diabetes. And, you know, again, you know, 6 foot tall, 165 pounds, got type 1 diabetes.
Yeah. I mean, that's what she has, like I said, from a child. And that's, like, really the worst to have. And it only gets worse as you get older. And like I said, she's only 26. And, I mean, I know she makes under $26,000 a year, so... It's insane that she's paying.
That's everything.
Like, she can't even afford her strips. Like, I bought them for her when we went to Sam's Club.
Yeah.
Because I felt bad. I'm like, your insurance doesn't cover this. Like, they're strips. Yeah. I know. That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's just where the misinformation comes in. You know, there's a lot of agents, you know, people that are licensed, and they won't offer plans through the marketplace because we don't get paid commission on the policies that we enroll, where if I offer you a plan, an $1,800 a month plan, I can get, you know, $250 or $300 a month in commission.
Wow.
But I offered you, if I got you enrolled in a plan that was the best for you, I might get $25 enrollment fee.
Right. Know? I think she's got it through her job is what I think. I'm not really sure. But like I said, it's not good. It's not good at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what happens is if you actually do get offered health insurance through your job, there's something built into the Affordable Care Act called the 10% rule. And if your monthly premium through your employer is more than 10% of your income, then it's considered unaffordable, and then we can get you on with a great plan with us.
Awesome.
If it's less than 10%, no matter how crappy the plan is, then it's considered affordable, and we wouldn't be able to assist you at that point.
Okay. Wow, that's good information.
Very good information. So I'm gonna text you her number after we're done with the show today.
That's it. We got to get them deals. We got to get them deals. Hey, Jeff, we have a lady on the line. I just want you to hear what she does and tell me if you might have interest in this. Her name is Jill. Jill, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you, Brian?
Right. Remember the first time I met you, I brought you watermelon.
I know. We broke watermelon together. That was so much fun. It was
years
during the summer, and it was a little treat.
What a thing to do. I show up with watermelon, because across the street, where does she live across the street from, you think?
A fruit stand.
There we go.
So then I figured, I'm going there. Let me share a piece of watermelon. That was like 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm waiting for the next piece.
He was on a watermelon kick for that whole year, I think. He ate it every day.
Every day. Hey, I can't. I'm a creature of habit as well. So there's a produce stand right next to me. I literally find myself in there. And they're like, one day I went in there and didn't even need to get anything. And they're like, do you need anything today? And I said, yeah. And I just like picked up a peach or something. I was like, here. They're like, what are you doing here? I was like,
you know, I'd like to
it's comfort. It's comfort.
I'd like to do a show, Jeff, and I'd like you to be part of it too. Creatures of Habit.
Yeah, that would be good.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because yeah. What habitly we did. See how we went to the fruit stand? Mm-hmm. Just out of habit.
Yep.
That's why you want to have good habits.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, now, Jill, tell Jeff what you do and tell Matthew. And
oh, okay, good. Hi, Jeff. Hi, Matthew. Hey. And hi,
and
everybody
Tammy.
And Gary.
Boy Scout Gary.
Be impatient.
Yes. Okay, good. Well, what I do is I have a company called Total Tape Services, Inc., and what we do is we work in a couple of different ways. We work with musicians. We do their CD projects and do mass production of CDs, either large runs or small runs. We do graphic design. But a big part of our business is we convert old media, whether it's audio or video, and we put them onto DVD or CD and sometimes onto flash drives now because the technology keeps on changing. But we preserve old memories, and we also do photos or slides and put them into slideshows. So we do pretty much any old media. We convert that and preserve them for people.
Absolutely. And I have to say, a friend of Brian and I's, this was years ago, but they had a bunch of old, you know, photos and stuff from their family, which some of them, they had to go to like their aunts to ask, who is this? Who is that? Who is that? So you know what Jill did? She put it all together as a slideshow, and she actually put the names of the people right there so that the future generations
would know who they were.
Right.
That's
because
really impressive.
If you're just watching it, you're like, oh, I don't know who that is.
And I had to say, speaking from a graphic designer, I'm a graphic designer by trait. And
oh, cool.
Preserving old memories and retouching old photos and all that, that is an art of itself. I have retouched I've only did it once or twice in my whole career of doing graphic design. So you doing this as a job, you have some major patience and that God has blessed you with.
I can't take credit. I do some of these things, but I also have some techs that work with me, so I have to credit too.
But
we also do old 8mm films and 16mm films, which is, you know, pretty old back then, and reel to reel audio stuff. So it's quite rewarding because it really means so much, especially with these times going on right now that are so challenging. It brings back these fond memories and happier times for families and memories of them.
Absolutely. And to all of our musicians that are out there listening, which we have so many here in the Pinellas Hillsborough area,
which is pretty cool.
You can go get your CDs made by Jill. She's so reasonable. However many you need, she's there.
That's
and
awesome.
She's on time, because I know, honestly, dealing with some people that work in the industry, they don't do things on time. And Jill, if she says it's going to be done on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, it will be done on Tuesday
at 2 o'clock.
That's
really impressive.
Thank you so much for the nice, you know, compliment. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's so true. You're an awesome lady.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, if anybody wants to check out our website, I can give you that information.
Yes, please do.
And our phone number in case anybody wants to contact us.
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, the website is totaltapeservices.com, and then our phone number is 727-799-3100. And if for some reason we're on the other line or something, if you leave a message, we always do call back. So feel free to do that.
All right, Jill. Thank you so much. And we're also on the line with Jeff and Gary today. Jeff does insurance. So if you have any insurance questions, or maybe your employees don't have insurance, he can answer any questions for you. And he's an awesome guy, too.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. It's called Get Covered USA, and like he said, it takes about 10 minutes to get insurance coverage, and if you make under $26,000, it's free.
Yeah, that's really impressive.
Yeah, so
that is good.
Yes.
That's really good.
You can contact
Jeff. What's Jeff's last name?
Jeff Mercado. Sorry, Jeff.
No worries.
You're a hot commodity
now. Yes, for sure, because open enrollment starts on Sunday.
Yep.
So, and it's only going
to... A little caveat to that is, because she had mentioned kind of like the income range. So it's basically like 0 to 26,000, but The thing is, if you're self-employed, we take into consideration all of your taxable expenses and write-offs.
Oh.
So it's $26,000 adjusted gross income, not gross income. So even if your business makes $100,000, $200,000, if you only pay yourself $25,000, you qualify for a free plan.
Right.
Well, then there we go.
That's good to know.
That's very good to know.
It is.
Speaking with him. Yeah.
And you can, you guys call Jeff at 417-5534. 417-5534, because I know lots of people are going to have so many questions because open enrollment is about to start.
And I know the stubborn ones like myself will be like, I can do this all by myself. And then you're like, Jeff, I need help.
But really, it's, you guys just don't, I mean, really, I appreciate all of our clients. We have the most amazing clients ever.
I've had a few come into the restaurant.
Yes. Yep. Jeff is amazing. So helpful. Like I said, even if you just have questions, like maybe you already have coverage and maybe he can help you get a cheaper coverage or change something to get you better coverage. Jill also, and then we have Gary with the Boy Scouts. I mean, you guys are all just awesome. You do awesome things to help our community.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. So, Jeff, so open enrollment starts November 1st, and I know Jill didn't really get to hear, and everybody out there listening needs to know that if you don't get in there now for 2021, December 15th, it's over, right?
Well, December 15th, it's over, but the biggest thing is, like I said, on November 10th, the Supreme Court is going to be hearing those oral arguments as to whether or not to get rid of pre-existing condition coverage.
Right.
And that's one of the biggest things that the Affordable Care Act did, was it made it illegal for insurance companies to basically, you know, not cover your pre-existing conditions. So if you don't enroll by December 15th and you try to enroll later on, there's a good chance... you know, considering the new makeup of the Supreme Court, there's a good chance that your pre-existing conditions will not be covered.
So with the pre-existing conditions, and when they do go for this case, are they arguing to never cover people's pre-existing conditions, or is it going to be a time limit, or what are they trying to do?
So most likely it'll just go back to being the way that it was before the Affordable Care Act, which was it's up to the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Some had a one-year period, which is usually the shortest. Some had a three-year waiting period, which is on the longer side.
Mm-hmm.
So the one-year waiting period for pre-existing conditions was like United Healthcare, and then Humana had a three-year waiting period to cover any pre-existing conditions. But let me tell you a quick story. Before I started this business in 2011, I worked for Chase Bank. And when I was hired, I was sent to go get, you know, like my urine test and all that stuff, you know, obviously because I was going to be working in banking, I had to go take a drug test. But one of the things they did was they took a hair sample from me.
Oh, wow.
And I asked the person, why are they collecting a hair sample from me? I mean, at the time I was like 25, 26 years old. And they said, well, you know, let's just say, for instance, if you're working here for 20 years and you come down with cancer, we can go back to this hair sample and see if you had the pre-existing condition.
Wow.
Which would be like, you know, if I had a cancerous gene, for instance,
yeah,
right.
And then they would say, okay, well, we're not going to be covering this because it was considered a pre-existing condition.
Wow. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Wow.
Wow, that is wild.
But that's how it was before the Affordable Care Act. So a lot of people think it was just, you know, Medicaid expansion, or they think it was just the fact that kids can stay in their parents' plan until they're 26. But there was a lot of things that the Affordable Care Act did that really improved health insurance in this country.
And it should be improved. It should be.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, I was wondering the enrollment.
Was it the end all and be all?
Over on December 7th, not the 15th. Or was I mistaken?
November 1st to December 15th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it's November 1st to December 15th.
Yep. Yeah.
That's it. Oh, okay.
Really? All right, that's good to know.
Okay. All right, good.
So everybody stay on, right? We got Popical Popcorn.
You said it right.
I was driving the other day and I saw.
Who's that?
Uh-oh. Who did we lose? We lost someone.
Not me.
Oh,
we lost Jill?
Uh-oh. Oh, we lost Jill.
Goodbye, Jill. Hey, Jack Lynn. And Jill went up a hill.
How are you, Lynn?
Right, good. So anyhow, she deals with organic. It's organic, isn't that right?
Yes.
Organic popcorn. Do you like popcorn? Who likes popcorn?
Me.
Oh, I actually had some last night.
I do.
Well, there you go. So this is popcorn, and she's going to help out. Like the things, like Gary from the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, she
wanted to talk to you about, remember you were saying you were doing something, putting something together with her?
Yeah, we were doing that.
Yes, I was telling her that, and then, like, you know, she said to me nicely, people promise the moon, right? Yep. And I said, no, if Gary says something's going to happen, it's going to happen. But anyhow, so you had popcorn last night. What movie were you watching, Jeff?
Last night, I was actually catching up on Star Trek Discovery. I didn't realize that the season 3 had started already, so... it's the new Star Trek series that's on CBS All Access. It's excellent.
Oh, nice.
Very cool.
What was the thing Spock said? The something with
Live
the one.
Prosper?
No, he did that too, but the safety of the one, the less of the one is greater than the many. Remember when he died at the end and he said, "Well, why'd you do it, Spock?" Can you look it up?
Yes.
But Spock died, you remember? In the one movie, and he said it was better. It was a very famous quote. Where he gave up his life to save the ship. I don't know if you remember, but he had a famous quote when he did it. So anyhow, Lynn, can you tell us about Popicle popcorn?
I was just curious what if he had microwave popcorn with Star Trek last night.
Because
I make that a movie theater better that people have been hankering for since they can't get to the movie theaters, and so I probably sold more of that in the last few months than I did all year before, so we got all kinds of flavors going on for people, just whatever anybody likes.
What's your top seller?
Do you have it?
The top seller will always be the gold cheddar and the caramel.
Okay.
There's salted caramel or regular caramel.
The many.
Some very people cool. venture out. I've got a pumpkin spice right now.
Ooh.
That sounds really good.
Man next door is into the latte. I make it with coffee instead of water. I brew a real strong coffee and boil the sugar in water.
I mean, in coffee
instead of the water.
Ooh.
So it gives it a nice coffee flavor.
My.
And I made a little cream cheese to go with that pumpkin spice and put some ginger snaps in it. So we've got a little ginger going on.
My favorite, though, is...
Honey mustard.
And she gave me one day, it was, and there wasn't a lot of either. So I was like, oh, I'll just throw it together. I got to tell you, it was the best combination ever. Barbecue popcorn and honey mustard mixed together. Delicious.
That sounds like a South Carolina barbecue Kansas City barbecue.
Anytime you mix them together, they are actually better than they are separate.
Yeah.
A lot of people do that. If, like you say, a lot of times I'll have just a little bit of this and that, and I'll throw it together and call it bar mix, and then people like it, and they'll come in and say, oh, I want that bar mix. Hodgepodge of everything thrown together, so I never know what's going to
be. Oh, yes, it was
point
good.
Point proven, we're better together.
And the sriracha.
Right.
Ooh, that sounds really good.
I threw the sriracha in there with the honey mustard and the barbecue, too. That
was
good.
Well, I finally know where she's at. I saw her cute little song the other day, and I was like, ah, I literally slammed on the brakes, and I was like.
Yes, right almost at the corner of US 19 and Drew Street.
Yep, exactly.
Just real quick for your Trekkies out there, in The Wrath of Khan, 1982, Spock says, logic clearly dictates that the need of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Captain Kirk answer, or the one that sets up the pitiful scene near the end of the film. That's where he dies and they send out the thing. And I'll say it one more time. Logic clearly dictates that the need of the many outweigh the needs of the one. That's true, right?
Oh, yeah.
Would you say that's true?
Yeah.
Isn't that what a parent does, though, like for their children?
They sacrifice themselves.
Right, and they want their child to do better. So does that mean when I broke into my daughter's piggy bank and stole the money, that was wrong?
Oh, you're so funny.
Did you feed the whole family?
Well, and I said, no, the one outweighed the need of the many.
And Libby loves Popical Popcorn.
Yeah, she does.
She does. She's What's your a popcorn hours over girl. There?
12 to 7 Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and 12 to 5 on Saturday.
Very cool. Very
cool. I've been doing the Gulfport Market on Tuesday, so I haven't been open here, but I don't know how much longer that's going to go on. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, if Dunedin starts doing their market again, that might be a good one for you to get into.
I think they might have a popcorn guy. I try not to infringe upon, you know, other people's faces.
You're so sweet.
If there's someone else, then, you know, well, I figure there's enough for everybody.
There is enough for everybody.
I don't have to go where somebody else is already setting up.
So. You know, you should come out on Halloween. Did you hear about the event?
Brian was just telling me about it. I told him it's a little late notice. I'm here 12 to 5, and I'll be giving out popcorn to anybody that comes in dressed up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
My same little outfit that I wear all the time. So every year. Not all the time. Once a year. Yeah, once a year, same outfit.
Oh, that sounds fun.
But anyway, I might try to leave here a little early. Maybe could get there between 5 and 7 and hand some out.
Yeah.
Do you ship the popcorn as well, or do you have to come in?
I can ship it. I don't prefer to, because I want people to get it fresh, and I like them to try all the flavors, but I can ship it. Just not really cost-effective.
Oh, okay.
Costs more to ship it than the popcorn costs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Not because of weight, but more volume.
And that's typical. That's one thing, especially with small businesses, I feel like there's a disadvantage, is I have a friend that does coffee, and she's like, it's so expensive to ship one bag. It's kind of like honey. I'm like, why don't you the world should know this. Like, but then you have that disadvantage of it costing so much to...
Yeah, shipping is cost a lot. I just ordered some stuff from one of my friend's websites, and the shipping was $15. I was really?
On a
$2
bracelet.
Well, because it was candles and they're heavy.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So, yeah, she's up in Atlanta, actually, just started her own thing. It's called Unwine.
Unwine.
Yeah, she does water bottles and candles and everything.
That's pretty cool.
Everything's organic. She does everything herself.
Very impressive.
But I ordered some cinnamon candles and some cinnamon wax melts for the season.
If you're into some candles, you should look up Gemini and the Wolf. That's another Atlanta-based company. She makes all her own candles and all that.
Oh, cool.
That's very good. I think that's a whole nother industry that's very impressive to get into.
All right. So thank you so much, Lynn. We're actually got about a minute and a half left. How can we find you at Popical?
Well, you can find me at popicalpopcorn.com, or you can find me on Facebook, Popical Popcorn, or you can find me here on Drew Street right across from Spectrum Field.
Yep, right across from the field at 2551 Drew Street, Suite 107 in Clearwater. And thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Y'all
and thank you so much,
day.
Jeff.
I'll call you, Gary.
Thank you, everyone.
All right.
Okay, good.
Get Covered USA, 417-5534. Open enrollment November 1st to December 15th. Thank you so much, Gary. Thank you. And thank you, Jill.
Yes, thank you.
Happy Halloween to you, too.
Well.
That was Jill from Total Tape Services. Everybody have a great day, Tampa Bay.
Thank y'all.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.